USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Nations has urged Afghanistan's neighbors to keep their borders open as the number of civilians fleeing the Taliban onslaught intensifies. Food shortages are dire. The World Food Program said it warned of a humanitarian catastrophe. On Friday, the Taliban seized the country's second-largest city, Kandahar, and Herat, the country's third-largest city. The United States is to send nearly 3,000 troops to Kabul Airport to evacuate a significant number of embassy staff on special flights. 9 Democrat House members are threatening to withhold their support for their party's must-pass budget resolution until Speaker Nancy Pelosi changes course and instead allows a vote on the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure plan the Senate approved this week. The joint letter to Nancy Pelosi says, quote, "We will not consider voting for a budget resolution until the Bipartisan Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act passes the House and is signed into law," end quote. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is facing intense scrutiny for not putting in measures at the U.S.-Mexico border to curb the crisis. Republican Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona on Tuesday introduced articles of impeachment against the Homeland Security Secretary. They're accusing him of having presided over a reckless abandonment of border security since leading the DHS. Brandon Judd from the National Border Patrol Council tells Fox News the worst is yet to come.
As long as this administration continues to make border security a political issue, as long as they continue to talk about root causes that exist in other countries, instead of dealing with the root causes right here in the United States, we're going to continue to see these numbers rise. As long as we reward illegal activity, as long as we continue to release people into the United States under the Catch and Release program, we can expect these numbers to continue to rise, and that's why we're seeing it even in the brutal months where the heat is just absolutely staggering. We're going to continue to see this trend go up.
USA Radio News.
Bingo lovers, you have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
President Biden on Thursday ordered 3,000 troops to help evacuate U.S. embassy staff from Kabul, Afghanistan, as the Taliban is on track to overtake the country. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
We are further reducing our civilian footprint in Kabul in light of the evolving security situation. We expect to draw down to a core diplomatic presence in Afghanistan in the coming weeks. In order to facilitate this reduction, the Department of Defense will temporarily deploy additional personnel to Hamid Karzai International Airport. Secretary Blinken, together with Secretary Austin, had an opportunity to speak with President Ghani to coordinate our planning earlier today. Let me be very clear about this. The embassy remains open, and we plan to continue our diplomatic work in Afghanistan. The United States will continue to support consular services, and that includes the processing and operations of the Special Immigrant Visa Program, and will continue to engage in diplomacy with the Afghan government and the Afghan people. Additionally, we will continue our focus on counterterrorism.
U.S. officials believe the Taliban could retake Kabul within months of Biden's August 31st deadline for removing most U.S. troops from the country. The Parker Solar Probe, NASA's sun-studying spacecraft, made its ninth daring dive past our star to see how the sun works. Monday's flyby was about 6.5 million miles from the sun's surface. The sun averages 93 million miles from Earth. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.